You both have been on a kick of debuting new cosplays lately, and all of them are just awesome, dude. Jaden coming out swinging with his latest rebirth iteration of Red Hood alongside this epic and unique Batman, which I want to talk to you about momentarily. And then Asuka swinging for the fence and hitting a home run with your Batgirl. This thing is epic. And if you two don't do some sort of Batman and Batgirl collab, I'm going to be pissed. You guys got it. Is that in the works?
I don't think it's going to happen. I don't know.
I don't know. Cool.
You guys get definitely. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Side Project Podcast. Let's take a sip from our Run It Up mugs. Oh, Jesus, good God Almighty, it tastes like glory, it tastes like success, and it tastes like sexualization. And if you are interested in feeling that glory, success, and sexualization, as long as you really want to feel it, you can get it on the Side Project merch store right about now. All of these things that you see me rocking all the time, except for this one. So maybe I shouldn't always say that. Except for this one. This one is a prototype, actually. This was just a test for me. I just wanted to see what these bright colors looked like, if they were cool. I don't think they're very cool. I think they're kind of lame, actually. And I ended up going with these colors instead. And you can get this actual design if you want the Chazosaurus Rex rubbing on your nipples. You can get that, but it's going to be in these colors, and it's absolutely awesome, I promise. But the Run It Up mugs, the Project Park mugs, the Project things, the Project gears, there's all kinds of stuff up there, even the Project Lines hoodie. Look at that, come on, big PRJKT right draped all across your chest. Looks absolutely awesome. You can get all of those. There's beanies up there. There's hats up there, dude. There's a Project Park sweatpants up there, man. You can rock them in the gym. You can rock them on a cold day. It's rainy out here for me right now. I'm wearing them. Damn, Side Project merch store. You can get those right about now. I got something I got to tell you guys real quick, though. Attention all cosplay photographers. Attention all Kmart shoppers. Oh, my God. Am I dating myself right now? Does anybody remember Kmart? Attention, all Kmart shoppers. If you veer your attention over to the food court, we are giving away free small little pizzas. They're yesterday's pizzas, but I promise they're still good. They're just little squares. They got one pepperoni on them. You can pop them in your mouth like a Tic Tac. Attention, all cosplay photographers. If you are a photographer in the cosplay community, then I got some news for you, as this week's episode is brought to you by Bryant Cox Photography, who's running an awesome photography contest with over $2,000 in prizes in partnership with June 15th and 16th Cosplay World Richmond Convention. Let me mention, they're on the hunt for the best photogs of four categories. And those categories are natural light, creative studio lighting, digital edits with basic effects. And for all those that pretty much become their computer and do futuristic edits, there's digital edits with advanced effects as well. But Chazzy, can you explain a little bit more? Because we need more info. I gotcha. If you're a cosplay photographer with photos taken between February 2023 and April 2024, you could submit those photos to cosplayworldrichmond.com/photo contest, fill out the form, follow the rules, and finalists from each category will win cash prizes, gift certificate options, VIP tickets to Cosplay World Richmond, alongside a flurry of other prizes. It's free to enter. You have until May 1st to do so, May 1st of this year, so rally up all your images and send them off like a pal from Pal World. Go, my little one. Bring me back some berries and I will bake them. Also, don't forget to give all the cosplayers in those photos credit, all right? Because you know we got to give credit where credit is due, right? Everybody deserves their shine. So enter today, do it. What do you got to lose? And follow Bryant Cox Photography on Instagram if you're not, and continue to stay up to date with everything Cosplay World by following them at Cosplay World Con on Instagram as well. Tap in, lock it in, run it up, and when you do so, let them know that the Chazosaurus Rex sent you. That's like a humanoid version of the Chazosaurus Rex. Anyway, let's get to the bread and the butter of this week's episode, because my guests this week, that's right, plural, are cosplayers, both photographers, both respectively lighting the cosplay community on fire with the likes of Black Cat, Poison Ivy, Harley Quinn, to the newly debuted Batgirl, and you know I love me some Nintendo, and she's got her Bowsette as well, just to name a few, while the other half shines as variations of Spider-Man, the Riddler, Robin, mashing up DC with Assassin's Creed, dabbling in anime, or maybe it's past iterations of or recently revealed versions of Batman and or Red Hood, among more. They're both previous cosplays of the week here on the show, and I've met both. I've worked with both myself, videography-wise, and I mean it when I say that they're some of the most genuine in the community. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a long time coming. Let's put our hands together and give a warm welcome to Asuka Uzu and That Subscriber Guy.
Yes. Hi.
How you guys doing, man?
Good, man.
We're doing so good. I absolutely need Chazosaurus' Rexes on Jaden's nipples. Can we have that happen? Like ASAP?
I think it's a must. I'll have to send you guys some. Or better yet, I'll bring them to Dragon Con. This Dragon Con.
Yeah. Sounds so good. I need them ASAP on his nipples.
I think it's a must, dude. You got to take a couple photos. You got to do a photo shoot for it. You got to have a sexy photo shoot, though, Jaden.
Oh, absolutely. You know what I mean? Yeah. I can work with that.
No problems.
Some with the hood on, some with the hood off. Maybe feeding yourself some strawberries. I don't know, man, you know? But speaking of conventions, you guys just came back from MegaCon, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, how was that? It was so much fun.
It was such a good time. It was so great.
Yeah. I've never been, man. I was supposed to go this year, but you know, things happened and I had to switch some stuff around. Though right. I did a promo for them and everything. That was cool. And for one of the after parties that Imposter hosted, did you guys end up going to any of the after parties?
We were so busy. I didn't end up going, but I definitely did. It looked like a great time. I saw a lot of people going
genuinely
there.
I kept seeing posts and I was like, oh, it looks so much fun.
Yeah, I just talked to him right before we did this and he was saying that it went really well. I saw some videos, I saw some pictures and stuff too, so shout out to him for that. But how was MegaCon as a whole? Was it your first time going to MegaCon or no?
Second time.
Second time? Year. Oh man, yeah. I want to go. Everybody really keeps telling me to go.
Yeah, we stayed with fun. Some of our friends that we stayed with last year, and then we also got to hang out with like everybody that we've been wanting to hang out with that we didn't get to hang out with at DragonCon really, because DragonCon's just so crazy.
Yeah.
We got to really hang out with everybody at MegaCon. It was really cool.
That's cool. So yeah, I saw photos and everything too. You guys with Season Big Bird, previous guest and cosplayer of the week on the show, was one of the people that you hung out with a lot as well. So that's really cool, man. I can't wait to hopefully make it out there next year, man. But man, I got so many things I want to talk to you guys about. Let's just dive into it. You know, whether it's cosplays in the category of DC or Marvel, Asuka, let's start with you. You have a couple that you dabble with from both sides, pulling off iconic characters within each company, such as your Black Cat or your Harley Quinn, taking classic approaches to each character, which is something that I absolutely love. And when it comes to Black Cat, I've noticed that it's a character that has kind of remained with you from your first ever post on Instagram to even as recent as last December. So from the accuracy of the eye mask, the hair, the fur, the leather, it's somewhat become synonymous with you in my opinion, and maybe for others as well, I'm not sure. But I do definitely think that when I think of you, I think of Black Cat. When I think of Black Cat, I think of you. It's one of the cosplays you have that pop into my mind. Do you feel that way about yourself as well? Like, where does this love for Black Cat stem from for you, and what seems like always keeping this cosplay somewhat in the forefront?
So yes, so she was actually my first official cosplay. When I was looking around our first time, you know, looking at things I wanted to do, I saw Zoe Bull, who is a fantastic seamstress. I've worked with her many, many times before. She's actually the one who made my first iteration of Black Cat. I fell in love with the way she did it. And I actually didn't know anything about Felicia Hardy at all.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So it was completely new to me. And, you know, jumping into cosplay, I learned more about her. And who doesn't love a gorgeous, you know, thief in the night cat lady?
Yes.
I've fallen in love with her idea. And I love how sassy she is. So I would say she's definitely one of my top tier characters that I love to cosplay. She's just so fun. My most recent iteration was actually made by From Derby Cosplay. She helped me make a brand new suit, as well as have two different types of fur. I have yet to debut the second fur, but it's a little bit lighter, so that I could wear it, you know, during summer, because she was really thinking of me in that state where we got 117 degree weather. So
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I can't imagine with all that leather. I did notice that there was two different, from looking at the photos and everything, some things look a little bit different, and then you credit From Derby and you credit Zoe Wolf as well. What are the differences 100%? Like, are the pants different?
So the entire suit as a whole is different. So the first suit was actually made of pleather, or I guess I could say patent. So basically inside the suit is a fleece lined material of 4x4 stretch. So the only reason I ended up getting a new suit is because over time the suit did deteriorate because, you know, cosplay, we put a lot of stress on those suits. So yeah. After time, the pleather started wearing away around, you know, my legs. Yeah. So I thought, well, I've seen this design before. And, you know, I love suits that not just have line details. I was looking for something that was easier to wear during summer that didn't have that fleece line.
Yeah.
And that's where I came up with the second design. And me and From Derby worked on it for a couple weeks. And we came up with the way it was going to be. So originally with the second suit, it's all the base suit is from Derby, mm-hmm. but the gloves and the corset are still from Zoe.
Nice. Okay. Okay. A little bit of amalgamation of both. And it just comes together perfect. And something that I think is like really cool too is the way that you guys kind of set the tone with each other and help each other photography wise and everything. And then even Jaden with that subscriber guy with the shots that you do and the edits that you do as well. And it's really cool because it helps set the tone. And such as a couple of these shots, I want to throw them up on the screen of your black cat atop the balcony. This one where, you got your arms on the railing and everything, and it's just everything is shining perfectly. The light, the natural lighting is great. Jaden, you did, was that an edit too that you did, or you just took the photo?
I do all of like the color corrections and stuff on all of our pictures and stuff. Tori also does it as well.
I think when you guys first put this photo out, I think I commented on it that it was like epic or fire or something because it is. And I just love everything about it. It's like a great eye as well, dude, because you know, she's in the forefront and then you've got the skyline and the city and everything it kind of in the background there. And what's awesome about it is the mirrored image on the windows. You know what I mean? Like it just brings that together.
Cool spot.
Yeah. It's an awesome.
It's my favorite spot right now.
It's so cool. So, I mean, kudos to you as a cosplayer and then Jaden, kudos to you for the eye as photography. And then it's like that couple's coming together to make awesome content, you know? And then you got the shot underground with the Spidey bag as well. And the piping going all the way across with giving it that depth of feel. And like, and then the rust or whatever that is going down on the concrete and everything. It's just, it's perfect. Again, to pulling off shots that end up within an edit by Wins atop the scaffolding, doing that classic, you know, black cat style stance and everything. And it's just perfect. Much like another thing that I want to transition to, I want to throw up a shot of you, Asuka, with previous cosplay of the week, Dark Matter Cause, with her punchline and you as your amazing, iconic, classic Harley Quinn. And this photo is by Cosplay Caitlin and equally as amazing, all of you guys. So shout out to all three of you. Your Harley Quinn, not much needs to be said, but the word classic. Like seriously, you pulled it off flawlessly. And I got the chance to shoot like video with you, with both of you guys actually. But in this specific case, I was able to shoot video of you as Harley Quinn at Dragon, one where you're at Dragon Con, one where you're smacking a Robin. And then another where you're also smacking a Robin. So classic Harley fashion there. And then cosplay.
I have great Robin smacking activities.
Exactly, right? I feel like we got to do that next Dragon Con. Every Robin we see, if you're Harley Quinn again, we just have to
Next time I'll just have to hit Caleb. I got it. Exactly. Don't worry.
But we even have behind the scenes shots that cosplay Caitlin took of the moment in the video of Jaden pulling you away after smacking Jose. I got to ask though, like, what made you want to go the classic Harley look as opposed to what's a little bit more common these days, like the movie Harley and all that kind of stuff? Like when it comes to your Harley Quinn cosplay, why this version?
I have been obsessed with that jester cowl since I was a kid. I thought it was so classic. That, you know, whenever I wanted to make this iteration, I genuinely, you know, it's my iteration of it is if Harley was Batman for a day.
Nice.
So, yeah. And I just, because Harley would do that. She would be an awful superhero. She would go around smacking Robins for fun and then pretend to be Batman.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love this version because of how, you know, it's so big and it's so Harley to me. And that's what I love the most about it. And I loved being able to take, you know, videos of me actually, you know, performing my activities.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
But I loved working with y'all on that and being with Christina, because Christina is my punchline sister.
Yes.
I do punchline, you know, I've loved being Punchline. It's just such a cool character and she's such a badass. But I have always had such a soft spot for Miss Harley that I had to do something classic.
Yeah.
And that's where kind of the idea came about.
It's so perfectly done with the mallet and everything, the hammer, whatever you want to call it. It's just so perfectly done. And you pull it off flawlessly. And for anybody that hasn't seen that video, I don't know if I put it up already. If I didn't, then I'll slide it in right here. But you pulled it off like the one where you hit Jaden, you're laughing and everything. Like the laugh is iconic and everything. And you just kind of embody the character perfectly. We got to shoot more stuff, maybe like a little bit longer like skit or something if you do Harley again in a wherever we end up being at. Together. I know you're getting more into that like seamstress lifestyle with the crafting, the cutting and making cosplays and things like that yourself. Was Harley a project that you worked on yourself?
So unfortunately not. It is actually made by Miss Mia. She's actually a local seamstress here in the Dallas area. Mm-hmm. So she just kind of helped me put together this entirety of the look, but I am still trying to be a seamstress. You know, I'm learning my lessons from Miss Paper Moon Cosplay's Tear. She's teaching me.
Previous guest and cosplay of the week. Yep.
Oh, fantastic. Love her to absolute death. She 100%. Is truly a mentor for what I want to be.
Yeah, she showed me a couple things here and there that she was, you know, just advice that she was giving you or whatnot. She's mentioned it. So I know you're coming together with a lot of great stuff, which we'll get into. But you don't have too much content with your Harley. And I think it's such an outstanding cosplay of yours, like I said, and you embody the character so perfectly and it suits you so well. Is there a plan to do more Harley in the future?
Absolutely. You should 100% expect that. I love that suit dearly. I just, whenever I got it, it was, you know, Dragon Con. And then it was like, oh, next con.
Yeah.
And then everything started to flow together. So she is still on my list of things to shoot now that we actually have a home studio to shoot in.
Nice.
But yes, I need to shoot more of her because I feel crazy when I wear it, but I love wearing it.
Which, speaking of Harley Quinn, DC, and Robin's getting whacked, we can't mention that and not bring up your Robin, Jaden, because this thing is absolutely epic, dude. And it always been from, of course, man, from head to toe with the edit that's up on the screen right now by Wins, to the shot of you underground as well, taken by Asuka and edited by yourself, to the quick shot that we worked on together that highlights the suit in motion and the quality that it boasts, man. That was awesome, dude. Again, you're another one that we got to do more stuff with. You make a great Robin, really great Robin, bro. It's awesome. And before you did this Robin, though, you had already done an iteration of Red Hood. So I think a lot of people, from my conversations at least, I don't know if this has ever been a topic of conversation for you, but I think they tend to think that your Robin is a Jason Todd variation, but you were actually going for Damian Wayne with this, if I'm not mistaken. Correct. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. 100%. What is it about the Damian iteration that attracted you?
So to hit on what you said first and like people thinking that it's Jason Todd. Yes, I have gotten that quite a few times. On the actual post itself, I wrote like a long description about like how I came about it and my favorite things about the character. Yeah. And then to hit on the other note, the reason I picked Damian Wayne is because personally, ever since I was a kid, dude, something about like Damian Wayne and like how he has like, he was like one of the first Robins that I saw who had like the super pointy like gauntlets and like the hood and the pointy cape and like just something about his outfit when I was a kid, dude, I fell in love with that design. And then after I fell in love with the design, I fell in love with his character. Nice. Like, I feel like he gets a lot of hate, like, because he's a brat, like, he's kind of an asshole. But over time, like, especially, like, in the new comics and, like, everything that's going on, I think he's getting a little bit more highlight. Shout out to my other Damian, Season Big Bird, also a great Damian, so good.
Previous guest on the show, previous cosplayer of the week, equally as awesome. Yeah,
I feel like he doesn't get enough highlight, honestly.
Yeah, Damian as a character or Season Big Bird?
Both. Why not?
Right? Yeah. Absolutely. It's sick, dude. And you make such a great one. And I mentioned that because a lot of people have actually told me when, just in passing, not even just on the show, but also on the show, I think maybe there might have been, I don't remember if it was when we were filming or it might have been after, but you got brought up, your Robin got brought up. And like I said, I can't remember if it was on the show or not, or if it was after we were done recording and we were talking about Robins and your Robin got brought up. And I don't remember even who it was. And they said, he makes such a great Jason Todd. And I was like, oh yeah, you mean his Red Hood? And they were like, no, his Robin. And I was like, I don't think that's Jason Todd.
My back, thank you.
But then I wasn't sure. I was like, wait a minute.
It's kind of like, I give him like a grudgy kind of vibe. My face, I kind of look like an asshole and like I'm mean. But I guess that might be where it comes from. Yeah. But yes, it's supposed to be Damian.
As far as Damian, This is awesome, dude. You know, and sometimes you've got the hood up in photos. Sometimes you don't. The cape draped over the back, sometimes draped over the front of the shoulders, to the mask, to the suit itself. It's just also perfectly put together, man. And I know it's something that you were super stoked about as equally as everybody else, because you make such a great Robin and super proud of as well. So who did what? Like, who's responsible for what and helping you pull this together? Because everything is top notch, dude.
Thank you, man. Yeah, this was a really important project for me. Like, you can ask Asuka. Like, she... Mm-hmm. Like I, this was a really, really important one, like for cosplay for me. I love Robin so much, dude. Yeah. And Jay Curtis was the one I trusted for the mask. Mm-hmm. Always kill it. Such a good guy. Such a good maker.
We love Jay Curtis.
For the emblem, nobody makes Damian Wayne emblems.
Oh shit. No way.
So for this specific project, I went with Red Sense Designs, and we did a design and made a custom emblem just for this.
Nice.
Which is super cool. And also now there's actually Damian Wayne emblems out there that people can go get, which is this emblem that we did.
That's sick, man.
And then Unmasked Studios for the suit, for the cape, and for the pants. The pants are actually separate. It's not like one whole suit. So there's like the suit, and then I actually have like pants that I can put on, and he also did the belt.
That's sick, man. It's so sick.
And then
sick.
Nino Creations for the boots. I don't want to leave them out.
Who did you say did the cape again?
Unmasked Studios.
Oh, man. Oh, Unmasked Studios.
I really like having one person. Okay. Like, yeah, I like having one. I like to try to have one person do everything, because like all the ideas can flow together and they can really capture it.
Yeah.
Like if I'm not making it, I feel like it's easier.
Yeah.
So like all of the ideas I could just give to him, and then we could just riff off each other and make sure that it comes out how I wanted it.
And everybody knows Unmasked, you know, he made awesome, just amazing suits, dude.
So
and
good.
And the cape
so
is just phenomenal. And like I said, man, this thing is just put together great. And some of the photos that are cycling on the screen or have been cycling on the screen are actually taken by Asuka herself and edited by you yourself. And they're just perfect, man. And I think one of the photos I want to highlight real quick, and I don't have it saved here, the note, but is the one that you guys are like underground in the parking garage and it's like really dark. Asuka, did you take those too?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I didn't know if you took those ones, because I accidentally cropped it. It looks amazing and it's like super dark. And then you have that second slide where it just shows that close up on the actual suit. Just like, you know, props to Unmasked Studio, because and the emblem as well. And it just shows the quality of it. You know what I mean? And I've seen it in person too, so I know how quality it is. And it's sick, man. And real quick, we got the chance to let you get your acting chops on too, man, as Robin in the two Bat Family skits that we did with a flurry of people, all previous cosplays of the week and guests on the show. I think all of them are. RLH, Jose, so. Caleb Weeks, yep. Paper Moon, Bat Mateo. Is that everybody? In those skits?
I think so, yeah.
I think that's everybody in those skits. I hope I'm not forgetting anyone. It's short. You know, they're short. There's two of them, but they're simple. It's not anything crazy, but it's fun. It's funny. It was entertaining. And you guys flowed together so perfectly and so naturally, like it wasn't acting. Have you ever acted before?
I've never acted, but I have a few things on my profile where I've made some like short videos and stuff.
I really
enjoy, like, I wouldn't say I'm an actor. I don't think I'm good or anything, but I really enjoy like just like the creative ideas. I enjoy editing. I enjoy like filmmaking, lighting, and all of that kind of stuff. I want to do more.
I'm down to do more with you, man. I'm down to shoot it, dude. You did great. And the same thing with Asuka too. Like, you guys are just flow. Even into like with the simple video with hitting everybody, it was just timed perfectly. And then the one where you're hitting Jaden and you do the laugh and you twirl and everything, like everything was just perfect. I feel like you guys are like that like double trouble, that couple trouble. You just got all these like different talents, man. It's awesome, dude. But on the Marvel side of things, Jaden, you got a couple awesome iterations of Spider-Man, dude. And much like you went with Damian for your Robin, or Asuka went with the classic look for Harley as opposed to the movie iteration, you guys kind of do this stepping outside the box scenario with some of your cosplays. And I love it, man. You have your Ben Reilly Spider-Man alongside your symbiote Spidey as well, both looking absolutely phenomenal. But when it comes to Ben Reilly, it's not that I don't see Ben, you know, in cosplay at all. I do. Mm-hmm. Shout out to previous Cosplay of the Week and two-time guest Comic Crossovers Hero. I believe he has a Ben Reilly as well, right?
Yes, he does. Yeah. We actually have the suit made by the same person.
I thought so. Yeah, I thought so. Shout out to Travis. He's been on the show a few times. But I just don't think you see this version as often as some others. And is it the suit that attracts you? Is it the character itself that attracts you? Is it wanting to cosplay a little bit outside the box, or maybe outside the web? The same with like wanting to know your insights on choosing Damian. I'm curious, like, why the choice for Ben Reilly when you could have gone, you know, with simple Peter Parker?
I think you're starting to get it. Like, like, I don't like doing like exactly what I see. Like, no offense to anybody at all.
I'm just
saying like what I see. I like to do like other things, and I like to try to do things that I haven't seen before. And one of the things that I really haven't seen is the Beyond Corporation suit, which is the suit from where the comics is from, with the off-center symbol. Like, you don't really see that one a lot.
Yeah.
Which, shout out to Archetype, who did a fucking killer job on this suit.
Amazing, dude.
Like, the webbing and the outlining and everything, he did a great job. And then Ben Reilly is my favorite Spider-Man. He's my favorite Spider-Man. Clone Saga was crazy.
Yeah.
It's hectic. It's all over the place. It's hard to follow. Mm-hmm. But it's really cool. One of the things that really drives me towards Ben is there's something about knowing that he's a clone. So he's not even himself.
Yeah.
There is no him, really. He looks like somebody else. He has all the memories of somebody else. And he has all these great powers of somebody else. None of it's his own.
Yeah.
And it's really cool to see the journey that he goes on through the comics and stuff.
Yeah.
And how he takes all of that and really does end up becoming his own person, becoming his own Spider-Man, and really finding like where he fits in the world. You know, like he was created. Like it's all something that he has to find. It's not just there.
Yeah,
it's cool. It's one of my favorite things about him.
No, I agree, and it's awesome. And there was even an iteration of the comics where he became the Spider-Man, like the Spider-Man for a while, and had different suits as well. He is a really cool character, and I love this outside of the box kind of thinking and everything, man. And you got this one edit that I want to throw up too, which is edited by Wins, photo by Asuka, and the caption says some kind of lightning storm anomaly, Electro's up to something, and it's just such a cool edit with like the skyline and the background and everything. It's just awesome, dude. And then the same with the one of you on the ground with like the ground is all wet and everything. Another edit by Wins. Just perfect, man. It looks awesome, dude. And I don't have it in front of me, but I can remember it. And I just want to mention, because you also have your symbiote Spidey, and that thing is phenomenal, dude. Is epic, man. Who did the suit for the symbiote?
It's from Kevin Creations, which everybody who does know him, he does phenomenal suits. Mm-hmm. I've had to do some tailoring of my own. I've actually had to re-sew a lot of the suit, and I've had to redo the face shield.
Yeah,
but it's such a good suit. The screen printing on that is insane. It almost looks wet all the time. It's crazy.
Yeah, it does. Which gives it that like symbiote like look, you know. And then Asuka, you took that photo of him with the like the vending machine, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you guys did that.
That's my favorite photo.
That is an amazing photo. So once again, with the eye, the same way that you took the photo of Black Cat and with amazing eye Jaden, that one amazing eye Asuka, like it's so perfect. And the editing and with the lighting. And I was looking at the comments too, and like a lot of people were commenting about the lighting looking so perfect and this and that. It's great, man. From symbiote Spidey to the photo
color
to everything.
Color correction is the goat.
Yeah, right. What do you use to edit?
If you Lightroom.
Okay, Lightroom. Okay, yeah. I thought so. Well, absolutely sick, man. I want to talk to you guys about so much more stuff, and we will. But before we do that, let's break up the monotony. Let's get into this week's Cosplay of the Week. Oh, and this week's Cosplay of the Week is none other than JCW.cosplay. And I'm throwing it up on the screen right about the mutants will rise now. And this is of his Magneto. And this thing is epic, dude. And the caption says, Happy Mutant Monday. It was posted on a Monday, obviously. Magneto demands that you have a great start to the week. And then it's a little magnet emoji. This is epic, bro. This is just perfect, man. I like the setting that you're actually in, because it looks like you could be in a moment. This is my imaginative mind working. It looks like you could be like in a moment where you're just like out, you know, in regular life, in the world, you know, on a street, doing your thing, and something's happening. There's a battle. Like that scene from, which X-Men movie was it? It was one of the Fox ones where they're outside of the building. It's been so long since I watched it, but I know somebody's going to remember what I'm talking about. But like when they're outside the building and Magneto's there and he like stops everything, all the bullets or something like that. And like the cops are all there. You know, it could be like a moment like that and you're rising, you're doing that. It's absolutely awesome, dude. And the photo's by E-Wide. The helmet is by XD Props. The belt and the shin guards are printed by Frisco Cosplay. And the undersuit is by Super Geek_Designs_Costumes. And it's epic, dude. It's absolutely epic, man. I actually got to look over. I got my tablet over here. It's a little bit closer because I'm blind as ever. And I want to zoom up here and I can't zoom up on my monitor. It's epic, dude. The helmet is amazing, you know, with the little horns on it and everything. I love that rendition. The cape is awesome with the weight, just all of it, bro. It's just perfect, man. It looks absolutely sick. And I want to throw up another one, and I'm throwing that up on the screen right about now. And this is epic, dude. With previous Cosplay of the Week, Amazon.Daniela here as Silk. You as your Spider-Man. Edit by Pixel Lens. This is phenomenal, dude.
absolutely phenomenal with the symbiote. You got Spider-Man, the symbiote ripping. She's got the web. It's just perfect, dude. And the edit, like I said, by Pixel Lens, absolutely epic. I saw this and I was mind blown, man. This is absolutely amazing. I love it. And I do, it's not about Amazon, Danielle. She's already been here, but I do want to shout out that the silk suit is by Web Warriors Workshop on Instagram as well. Go check them out. This is epic, man. And Pixel Lens, you did an amazing job with the edit, dude. You know, you can see the webbing going from a silk. You can see the symbiote, you know, breaking apart or attaching, whichever way you want to go with it. It's sick, man. It's just absolutely sick, and it deserved a mention, dude. And I want to throw up a last one real quick before we get out of here. You know, we got to do a little bit of love for both DC and Marvel. I'm going to throw it up on the screen right now. And this is epic, dude. Your Batman is perfect. I chose this one because, you know, we always see Batman with the cowl on, right? And I just love this, the way that you did this, dude. Obviously reminiscent of the Dark Knight and everything. Edited by Pixel Lens. The Batsuit by Shadow. I can't read. The monitor's too far away. Shadow Studio Effects, I believe that says. And the neck guard is by Dacos? Dacos? I don't know. Underscore Effects? I don't know.
Dacos. That's what I say.
Is it Dacos? Is that what it is?
I always say Dacos in my head.
I have no idea what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Jaden, that subscriber guy. We have got guests this week, Asuka Uzu, and that subscriber guy is our guest this week. If just in case you're watching this on Instagram and you didn't watch the entire episode, go watch it. We're talking about all kinds of amazing stuff that they cosplay as, their photography work, their editing, being a couple and doing together. It's absolutely amazing. Go watch the full episode if you're not. But JCW.cosplay, this is amazing, man. It's absolutely dope. And I really like everything about it, from the suit to the edit to the all the black around the eyes, just, you know, doing that perfect, you know, taking the cowl off. You could see, like, your hair's a little sweaty and whatnot from having the cowl on. It's just perfect, man. It's absolutely awesome. Before we wrap this segment up, Asuka, that subscriber guy, do you guys have anything that you'd like to add?
Well, congratulations to him. His stuff is really cool. And also, his shredder is really, really cool. I really like this shredder.
Yeah,
this shredder.
Yeah, it is.
That one's super cool.
His Magneto is one of my favorites.
Right?
I love Magneto. Magneto is such a complex character that I have just fallen in love with over the years. Same. I'm an X-Men girly.
Cosplay
X-Men.
I'm
an X-Men girly. Like, grew up with it, loved the animated TV show when I was a kid. Yeah. I've just been sucked into it. His Magneto is just so perfect for me. The armor, the stance, just the look is phenomenal for Magneto.
Yeah, it really is. Everybody involved in this, he just did it justice. If you're not following any of them, go follow all of them, but especially go follow JCW.cosplay, because JCW, hold on, let's scroll up here. Let's make sure I got this right. Your Magneto, your Spider-Man, and your Batman cosplay of the week for me and Asuka cosplay, Asuka Uzu, and that subscriber guy. God, the names are so long.
Especially together.
It's too many names. Everybody's names. It's too many names. Your cosplay of the week for us is amazing.
Fireworks.
Oh man, that's what you get when you're tired, when you're blind, and everybody's got long names. I want to continue talking to you guys about more stuff, but before we do that, I got to do something else. I got to get into a segment that I like to call Shotgun Questions. And what Shotgun Questions is a little bit more of a rapid fire segment that really never ends up being that rapid fire. It's supposed to be a little bit more rapid fire than all the other questions that we're asking, but it never really does. And that's okay. We usually always end up talking about it. And it's a series of maybe 3 to 4 questions. Absolutely nothing serious. Just a little bit of fun. And sometimes guests know that it's happening. They just don't know when it's happening. Sometimes they don't know that it's happening at all, but it's happening right now. So this question is they're all going to be for both of you. So whoever would like to answer first, out of these Batmen, you've got Keaton, Bale, Affleck, Pattinson. You can only choose one, and the rest and their universe cease to exist. Who do you pick?
Easy, Pattinson.
Pattinson. Ooh.
Easy.
Okay.
Easy for me. It's an easy one for me.
Let's see if you guys have that couple agreement or not. What do you choose?
We do. We definitely do. Yeah. It's definitely Pattinson. Love him.
Nice. So excited to see the second one.
Yeah, me
I'm
too.
So excited.
Me too. There's so much that could come from that universe.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It set a really solid ground, and I'm so glad that the movie was longer, because people bitch about movies being long, but
I
fucking love when the director knows how long the movie needs to be.
Yes.
I love it.
I love it too. I can't wait to see more.
Shout out to all the other ones though.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, hell yeah. You get the chance to have either DC or Marvel focus on characters that usually don't get as much shine in live action. On the female front, whether it's a movie or a series, you can only pick one. Who would you like to see most in film? Black Cat, Poison Ivy, Batgirl, Raven.
That is so hard. Oh, shit. honest to God, I need more Batgirl content. Oh, like 100%. And I need more Batgirl.
Need Batgirl done right.
I love her.
I'm the same, especially since like the movie got canceled. Mm-hmm. Like it was that moment where we got to see another one because we haven't seen one since Batman and Robin with George Clooney.
Yeah, exactly. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a very long time. Yeah. So I would really like to see a more Batgirl.
Nice. Good.
More Bat Family in general.
Hell yeah. Yeah, more Bat Family in general for sure. Like seriously, I wonder.
Oh, absolutely.
Which just brings me real quick. Here I am talking about it's supposed to be rapid fire and I'm about to have a conversation. I'm so curious what they're going to do with the Batman, with Matt Reeves, the Batman. Are they going to include, because there's been rumors left and right on both James Gunn and Matt Reeves' version.
Yep.
We know that Bat family members are coming in James Gunn.
So excited.
But the Batman keeps kind of getting rumors and then they get shot down and then they come back to light and then they get shot down. I don't know where it's at now, but I'm really curious what's going to happen, what could happen with that iteration, because Pattinson's Batman is still so young himself.
Yeah. Which was my favorite part.
Yeah. So I'm curious how that would work. And if it did, I feel like, you know, I feel like Nightwing could fit in that universe. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like Jason Todd is a really grounded character that could fit in that universe as well. Like with once he becomes Red Hood with the guns and everything, you know, I feel like it works in that universe. So I'm super curious to see what route they take.
It could also be really cool if anybody knows the CW, the Titans show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tim Drake's Robin is actually in that movie. He plays one of the goons at the beginning.
He plays one of the goons.
Could be really cool if at the beginning he sees Batman and then later on down the line that he ends up finding himself becoming Robin would be really cool.
Right. And then what also piqued my interest is when Catwoman says that she's going to Bloodhaven. At the end of the movie, which is where Dick Grayson's from. So like, or where Dick Grayson goes, whatever you want to say.
Where he goes,
I think that, was that a nod at all? Or was it just, you know, saying other like cities that
cool
exist?
Stuff, like,
you know
like
what I mean?
Metropolis.
Yeah, exactly.
Central
City. Yeah, exactly. Was it just naming cities that exist in the universe? Or was it even just a slight nod to like, oh shit, wait, hold on. Because they know fans are going to hear that and go, wait a minute, Nightwing.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, I'm curious. And then I'm curious to see where James Gunn goes. We know that Damian's going to be in it, of course.
So excited.
If we're going that far and we're starting with Damian, that has to mean that everyone else already exists.
Everyone else exists. I hope that's the case at least.
So I wonder where they're going. And that also means that there's got to be a Batgirl within that time frame as well.
There has to be. Yeah. So if there's not, they have a problem.
I kind of think it would be really cool if James Gunn kind of started his iteration where there's already an entire Bat family that exists.
That'd be really cool. I think it'd be cool to have everybody like have their own individual thing. I don't think it's necessary though.
Right. I don't think it's 100% necessary. People want to see Batman, of course. And I do think people want to see Robin. And I think there is a lot of people that do want to see Batgirl more than ever before right now. Mm-hmm. I think so. Especially with the cancellation of the movie, despite what you may or may not think about that movie from the rumors and everything and the behind the scenes. The behind the scenes word, insider word and everything. Because, you know, some say it was a mess. But I do think Batgirl is a highlight as well. And I think it would be kind of cool. You're right. It's not 100% necessary, but I think it would be cool. I think it's also a lot of different characters to juggle at one time to introduce everybody. So
I think it could just be cool if even at like right away, they don't like have everybody there, but even if they're just like, they're there, like Batcave shots, you see all the suits, stuff like that. So you know that they're there.
That they,
you know,
exist, they exist in the universe. Yes. Yeah. Maybe they're doing something else, but they exist.
But I hope to
it'd
see
be a
them
cool
all.
Nod. Yeah, yeah. It'd be a cool nod. Last shotgun question. If you could time travel to any time period, any era, where would you go and why? And each of you can have up to three if you so choose three.
That's so hard because I'm wearing a giant wig. So obviously I would definitely be in the Renaissance era. Yeah. But honestly, I want to know what life was like in the 80s.
Yes. Oh, man. So many people choose the 80s. And I got to agree, though. I got to agree. It's a good time.
I think the 80s were, they seem like such a cool time. The 70s and 80s, like my dad grew up in the 70s. Yeah. My mom grew up in the 80s. So they have like a decade difference, but they both act so much differently from where they've come from. And I'm just like, I want to know what life was like then.
I know. Growing up in that
era. And then, of course, the last one would be the future.
Oh, yeah. You got to go. How far? Some people say 100 years. Some people have said 500 years. I don't think we've gone past 500. I don't know.
I'll have to say like maybe 10,000 years. Damn. I want to know what was like future.
Like way. Are we even here anymore?
I don't know if we've cured
diseases.
It's
just nothing.
It's just her in a voice. She's like, hello? Hello? It's like, you just hear an echo. Hello? It's nobody.
We are not not turning into that one SpongeBob episode.
Sure. Those are good picks, though. Those are good picks. I like it. Jaden, what about you?
First one that comes to my mind is Egypt. Such an interesting time period that really people still debate nowadays of everything that happened then. Maybe like Roman era-esque, like Colosseum.
Yeah.
And then obviously the future. Gotta know what's going to happen in the future.
How far are you going into the future?
See, I don't know if I'd go 10,000. I would say like 500 would be cool because
a lot of people
still
say 500.
It's a good spot because it's far, like it's generations into the future, but maybe it's still enough where you can see just how things are around you. If things have really changed that much in 500 years.
Yeah.
Or is everything kind of still the same? Like, especially the way technology is like right now, like advancing so fast.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it'd be cool. Like 10,000 seems like a lot. Like if you see flying spaceships and everything, like, okay, 10,000 years, but in 500, if we're able to do that, that's pretty cool to find out.
I think they're both crazy. Imagine being, whether it's 500 or 10,000, especially 10,000, imagine being there and trying to understand what it is that you're seeing. You know what I mean? Like, it's probably mind blowing, man. But anyway, that was a shotgun questions. Let's continue, man. You both have been on a kick of debuting new cosplays lately, and all of them are just fucking awesome, dude. Jaden coming out swinging with his latest rebirth iteration of Red Hood, looking badass as ever, man, alongside this epic and unique Batman, which I want to talk to you about momentarily. And then Asuka swinging for the fence and hitting a home run with your Batgirl. This thing is epic. And if you two don't do some sort of Batman and Batgirl collab, I'm going to be pissed. You guys got to... Is that in the works?
I don't think it's going to happen. I don't know.
You guys definitely got to do some stuff, man. But I want to shed some light on this continuance of stepping outside the box that you guys both tend to do sometimes. And Asuka, what I'm talking about is you're rocking it right now, some of it, and it's your Bowsette. And I'm a huge Nintendo fan. I'm a sucker for Nintendo, obviously, if you're looking in the background of the show right now. And I do not get to talk about any sort of Nintendo cosplays enough, or even really gaming cosplays, unless it's Mortal Kombat. That seems to kind of go hand in hand with everybody. But like, I got to know more. I mean, please walk us through like the process of Bowsette, from the idea to putting it together to the moment that you hit post on Instagram. Like, give us the whole Mushroom Kingdom insight, like how you made it, who made what you did, and just all the whole nine yards.
You need all the mushroom mail? I got you. Okay. So the Bowsette idea came actually from me and my best friend. Her name is Kat's cosplay. We actually decided that, you know, we want to do something yearly because I always go to New Orleans or NOLA Fan Expo, as they call it. So we always go. They live kind of close to there, you know. So we always go with each other. And I think this year we were like, oh, well, what if we just did something together? Like, and we're going to keep doing that, of course.
Yeah.
But we nailed down Bowsette and Chain Chompette.
Yes.
So
I
love her iteration of Chain Chompette.
Yeah.
It's so cute. It's so phenomenal. It's her first time making cosplay. Mm-hmm. So it was genuinely such a great experience for her. And you know, when I talked to her about it, I was like, I want to do Bowsette, but I don't want to do just like, you know, the base suit. Like, nothing's wrong with the base suit, but I want more.
I want
Bowsette to have giant claws and giant gauntlets. Like, she's taken over and she now has the power star. Like, that's what I want.
Yes.
I want her to be this warrior queen of the Koompas. And it just,
I loved sick. It.
So the idea came about and I submitted to actually Zoe Wolf. Love her. So I submitted a dress design to her that was just kind of a combination of two dresses that I wanted, as well as, you know, the corset design. And she made the design for the corset, pulled it herself after we kind of came up with, you know, where we wanted the ideas to come from. And then I made the turtle shell, the armor upon the shoulders, both shoulders, you know, the small shell and then the medium or like pointed shell. And the gauntlets and the shins were all completely made by me. Actually, I did pull her out just a little bit because I can't pull all of it out. Oh, it's insane.
So sick. There it is.
But this turtle shell is actually made completely from Eva.
Nice. So good.
And I loved it. And it took me the entire month of December. So it only took me a month
to
make all the armor.
Shit, that's actually pretty fast.
It was my first time making armor.
That's what I was going to say. You just kind of started making stuff yourself.
Every night.
Oh, okay, that's why.
I was definitely overworking myself. Not only did I work 8 hours a day, and then I came home and worked another like 8 to 12. But I have loved making every part of this project. It was just so much fun. The gauntlets are my favorite part. They're huge. Those are actually made, those and the shins are made out of Warbla, which is a thermoplastic material that you heat up to a certain degree and it becomes moldable.
Nice.
And then once you set it, it's rock hard. So all that armor is rock hard. Like, it will not break. I've hit people with it by accident. which, I mean, if you're, I require a lot of space in that, especially. I'm a very wide person with that giant shell and arms that kind of made me stick out here.
That's so
but
cool.
The wig was, I can't remember the name of the wig maker at this time. They were fabulous in this.
It's so,
they got this to me so quickly. They're from Thailand too. So they were quick with it, got it within a couple of days. So it's huge, as you can kind of see. I got this design from an Etsy guy who makes these lewd statues.
Okay.
So I just cropped it out and was like, here's the wig.
I need this, not the rest. Just this.
Not the rest. And they made this is attached to the wig. I mean, I can take it on and off, and then the horns I can take on and off as well.
Oh,
they're magnetic.
That's so cool.
So they both are. So overall, this project was insanely fun for me, and I'm happy I got to do it with my best friend.
That's so cool.
But Bowsette is probably one of my favorite things. I know she's not canon, but the idea of her is pretty much canon.
Yeah. And I look at it, I still say Nintendo. It. It's you know what I mean? Even though it's like kind of not, but it is. You know what I mean? It is.
Yeah, it is.
It's amazing. And to cosplay something so different, like outside of what's become, you know, I guess you could kind of say, or maybe it's just kind of the people we're around and the community we're in, but like what's kind of people's norms, you know, superhero content, DC, Marvel, you know, it's kind of, I would say, the biggest things in cosplay. Not to say there's not anything else, but I feel like it is. How does it feel for you, if it feels any different at all, to kind of step outside of that superhero world and cosplay something gaming related? Like, is there a difference for you? Does it feel any different? Is there a difference at conventions? Did you cosplay as Bowsette at MegaCon?
I did. That was an insane experience. So putting on the outfit, it's about 50 extra pounds because of the warbler. I have a tail, I have the shoulder, everything. Everything just weighs so much. So wearing it to cons has been insane. But I have found that it is a lot of people's favorites.
That's
at
so
cons.
Cool. That's cool.
While they were filming while they were actually filming one of their most recent, I guess you can call it their dance.
Yeah, the dance. I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Oh my God. That took an hour and a half.
Did it really?
I would come back and be like,
it took a while.
I would come back. They would only have 3 seconds done. I'd be like, okay, I have to leave because I can't sit down. So I have to keep moving.
Yeah.
So I would go upstairs without anybody. Like, it would just be me. Mm-hmm. And I would, you know, I have found that it's a lot of photographers, you know, really are keen to that look comparatively to any others. Mm-hmm. It's not to say that I don't often get pictures in those, but I feel like I even was counting. I think I got 135 photos at MegaCon just in that alone. Around.
Damn, that's crazy.
I mean, giant lady with spiky everything.
Yeah.
I'd want to take her picture too.
Yeah. And I think it's got that, I mean, I don't know, man. Maybe I'm speaking for myself, but I just feel like from doing this podcast and talking to gamers as well, because the show used to, back in the day, was also focused a lot more on gaming than it is now. But I feel like no matter your age, no matter how deep into gaming you are, like, everybody knows something Nintendo. You know? And so, like, even if you don't quite know what this character is, you know it's something Nintendo. You know what I mean? And you're like, oh, man. And it kind of just brings out that nerd in you, that gamer in you, that kid in you, maybe even. And it just kind of draws your eye, aside from the amazingness that it already is that draws your eye. I think Nintendo kind of holds at least some sort of spot in almost everybody's heart or mind. You know what I mean? And it kind of draws you to it. And you pulled it off amazing, dude. And Jaden, you took all the photos, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they're awesome, man. They're perfect, dude.
I think you're right, though. Gracious. When it comes to people, it bringing out, you know, the whole, it brings out, you know, memories from your childhood. All Nintendo does. And even with the new Mario movie, I've had so many kids come up to me thinking I'm either Peach or I had a child ask me last con, or it was the one before last, what happened to Peach? Oh,
sorry. You're like ruining this child's, like, you know, memories of Peach.
I'm just like,
that's hilarious.
Having a good day. I'm sorry.
That's hilarious, man. Yeah, this thing is awesome. Are you planning on bringing it to Dragon Con?
If I can fit it.
I was going to say,
that's the process of Dragon.
I definitely want to get some video of it for sure. I definitely want to film this.
I think I can fit get it.
We'll see. I hope so.
Yeah, this thing, it's awesome, man. It's awesome, which is like equally as awesome as Jaden right now, man. Your latest Batman is super sick, bro. You know, there's something classic about it, yet outside the box about it. It's like it's unique. It's kind of its own thing, from the brows on the cowl to the bat symbol on the chest to the belt that stands out in a very unique way as well, to the obvious, we got to mention like the coat and everything amongst more, dude. It's definitely something of its own. And I know you stated that it was a complicated project that took inspiration from various mediums. So the same as Asuka, walk us through the process of Batman, the same way that she walked us through Bowsette. I want to get like the Gotham of it all, man. Like how, right. Why, who helped, the inspiration, where that came from, and just everything on this unique take on Batman.
Because right after Red Hood, I did Batman, was my second cosplay I ever did. Mm-hmm. And that one holds a really special place in my heart, but it's not, it's okay. So Napers, they have a base suit that you can get, and mm-hmm. that's one of them. So it's a good suit, but it wasn't really like unique, I guess you could say. Like right. anybody can just go and get it and like buy the same base gotcha. Suit and just yeah. put the emblem on.
Yeah.
And so I obviously love Batman, and it's been eating at me for a long time. Like I really want to do Batman again. But I just a lot of my newer projects are me going back and trying to make things a little more my personality, more to me.
Nice.
And that was one of these things. I saw this design from an artist. It's like Kara Hurst or Kara Hart or, mm-hmm. or something like that. That's where a lot of the inspiration came from. And then also like Damian Wayne, when he becomes Batman, right. I think it's like comic 666 or something like that.
Yeah.
And a lot of like Gotham by Gaslight, mm-hmm. Like the Dark Knight's metal where he has like the jacket and he's got the motorcycle and stuff.
Yeah, dude.
It was just like, I wanted to go very like detective-y vibes. Like mm-hmm. he's like, you know, he's got like the trench coat kind of, cause it's yes. I haven't put a lot of pictures up yet. So like,
right, yeah.
it has like, it looks like a coat, but then at the bottom it's a cape too. Like it's an
oh,
actual
shit.
Cape.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's like a coat and a cape all in one.
Nice. Hell yeah.
And one of the main things that I wanted with this is no neck.
Right.
Like no, like it's just the helmet so that I can move and be really flexible, because one of the things that's so underrated about Batman cosplayers, shout out to all the Batman cosplayers, mm-hmm. is most of them cannot move their necks because right. it's all one piece that mm-hmm. comes down and then you're locked in. That's it. There's no moving. So that was one of the main things here that I was going for. And shout out to the maker Nightmare Illusions. He made every single piece of this.
Right.
We worked really, really close on this project, from fabrics to what I wanted to match, pigment colors, gauntlets, literally everything. He made the cowl, literally all of it. He made all of it. Super, super talented guy. And one of the things that I also wanted for this specifically is I was trying to have one person make it mm-hmm. because like I was saying before, is like when one person makes it, they can see the vision and everything right. can really be wrapped together. Like it's not like I have to color match this to this. Like they can really do it. Yeah. Like this is way outside my skill level. So shout out to Nightmare Illusions. He's a great guy to work with. His communication was awesome. And so he made a beautiful suit. And it's one of my favorite things that I own right now.
Yeah, 100%, man. As you mentioned, you don't have too many photos of it and everything. You planning on doing more with it?
Yeah, we did a little photo shoot inside. I just, MegaCon came.
Yeah.
So I haven't been able to really post anything, but I do have some.
Did you rock this at MegaCon or no?
I did. I wore it on Saturday. We did a big DC day of all of us.
Oh, that's sick, dude. Yeah, this is phenomenal, man. This is so
thank
cool,
you,
dude. And I can't wait to see you guys do if you are gonna do this version of your Batman with Asuka's Batgirl, her newly released Batgirl. That's gonna be sick. Like if that is the route that you guys take. You don't have to say it if you don't want to spoil it, but I'm just saying that
we're
is
totally not sick. Gonna do that at all. No, I would never, man, I
don't know about shooting with this guy. Yeah.
And we are gonna get ready to wrap up, but before we do, I wanna ask you guys, because you guys are the first couple that I've had on the show. I've done some couple stuff live at conventions, but you're the first one that I've had on the show. And surprise, in case anybody didn't put that together, there's gonna be that one person that's like, wait, what? They're a couple?
What?
I thought they were just friends. Like, but
I need to call the police. No, this is not okay.
But I'm curious to like what it's, some of like the behind the scenes stories on what it's like, maybe some pros and cons, if there are cons too, but like what it's like to cosplay together, because It's more than just simply rocking the suits. I mean, you guys do a couple cosplays together, you know, your Poison Ivy and Riddler, and then you've got the Spidey and Black Cat shoots that you guys did with some of the photos that are by Caleb Weeks as well, that were done at Dragon Con and more stuff. And it's the cosplays itself. It's the fact that you guys help each other photography wise, editing wise, you know, everything that comes with it, from photo shoots at home to rocking stuff at conventions, to the driving, to the flying, if you fly, whatever it may be. I mean, like the same way that Asuka said, it was like so awesome to cosplay with a friend, right? When you did Bowsette and Chompette, like, what is it like for you guys to cosplay as a couple? What are the, like, the pros and the cons?
It's definitely more pro than con, I would say. It's really cool to always have somebody there. Mm-hmm. And like, I have this idea. Like, okay, what if I do this? Do you want to do this?
Yeah.
And then we can start going back and forth on stuff like that. Like Spider-Man, Catwoman, Batman, or not Catwoman, Black Cat, sorry.
Yeah.
And then, Batman, Batgirl, Robin, Batgirl, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. At least for me, it's really cool, you know, having somebody there that, like, if you want to take pictures, you know,
right,
somebody who can really understand like your style, what you're looking for. And Asuka's great. I love her. She's a great person to be cosplaying with. I wouldn't want anybody else to do it with. The only con I would say is getting ready at convention is probably a nightmare. It's probably one of the things that I look forward to the absolute least after all those pros and the very nice sentimental stuff.
Yeah.
Getting ready for conventions is one of the worst things in the world. Shout out to her. She gets up very, very early to try to negate the waiting and stuff. Mm-hmm. So after the makeup, that's the first step. And then you come to the convention. Now it's time to suit up. And that Bowsette cosplay is
his least favorite thing to put on ever.
It is so hard to put on her. It is actually it is such a nightmare. It looks great, but there's literally two corsets. So she doesn't even know how to tie a corset, but I do.
Nope. Cause you're the one that's doing it.
So I'm like, I have to tie up these two corsets. We got to put the tail in. We got to get the armor on. We got to strap up everything, put the turtle shell on, get the wig right.
Yeah, but there's probably a lot more that a female has to do. I guess kind of depending on the cosplay, but in most cases, there's probably a lot more that a female has to do to get ready for a cosplay than a male has to
for
do.
Sure.
You know, like I know when
definitely most of the time.
I know when Tyre was here and we shot. We didn't really. I guess I'll just say it now. Well, I'm not going to say it. I'm going to keep it a secret. But we shot a bunch of stuff.
Keep it a secret.
Yeah, just in case.
Keep it a secret.
We shot a bunch of stuff together, and she got up at like 4 or 5 in the morning. I was still asleep.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, no,
same
I'm not
for her.
I'm not doing that. You got this on your own? She's like, I got it. I was like, cool, I'll be asleep. it's crazy. So I imagine. But Asuka, you got anything to say about like cosplaying as a couple and what it's like, if there's pros, there's cons or anything to it?
It has been such a dream. He is genuinely my rock. So whenever I have struggles with coming up with something, or whenever I have, you know, problems that I'm going through, he genuinely has just been so helpful. I love him. We've been together for 8 years as of tomorrow is our anniversary.
No way. Are you serious?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Oh man. Well, everybody, by the time this comes out, it'll be like, I think two days later by the time this comes out. But if you made it this far in the episode, write in the comments, or if this becomes a clip on Instagram, you know, congratulations, you know, congratulations.
You.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, we've been together for 8 years pretty much. So we just become so synonymous with each other. Like we know what each other wants and we have ideas that we both want. Like he said, like whenever I wanted to do Black Hat, he was like, okay, I'll go ahead and order a Spider-Man like suit. It was so quick, and we have so many ideas, and we have so many things coming that I'm not allowed to share legally.
Yeah. I can't wait for it. That's really awesome.
But yes, no, genuinely, he's been amazing to cosplay with. I wouldn't want to do it with anybody else.
Yeah.
As he said, though, I know that con is helping me get ready.
No, that's cool.
We
that's
all got
cool
things we gotta put on.
Exactly.
And Bowsette's one of them.
No, that's awesome though. And then the feeling must just be cool to be able to share like these type of things with your significant other. You know what I mean? And have this joy, something that brings you so much joy, such as cosplaying and et cetera, and doing it together and sharing that together. Cause in the same vein that I, you know, with Tyre and I like doing the podcast, I obviously have a love for cosplay and the things that you guys do and this and that. And then with that comes, you know, the nerdom of Marvel and DC and Star Wars and gaming and whatever it may be. And it's really cool because she's also like the first woman that I've been with that I can truly share all of that with on this
awesome
level. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, that's so cool.
So I'm just relating with you guys. You know what I mean? So I know that feels awesome. awesome to be able to share all of those things with somebody that I care about. And so it must be awesome to be suited up together and walk around together and take photos together and like be able to experience.
It's so good to know that that regardless of what you're doing it together. Like there is no, are you coming? It's we are going together. Like, just like you said, like we're doing this together.
Right.
I feel like you hear that subscriber guy, you think of a Suka Uzu.
Yeah, exactly.
You hear a Suka Uzu, you think of that subscriber guy. I feel like we kind of go hand in hand together.
100%. That's really cool. Well, we are going to get ready to wrap up. But before we do, I want to give you guys the floor to say whatever it is that you want to say, plug whatever you want to plug, shout out whoever you want to shout out. I mean, whatever's on your mind, respectively, the floor is yours. Ladies first on this one.
I just like to say this. I do like to say this a lot as a woman who's in cosplay and who has cosplayed a lot of characters that are kind of sexualized in a way. I just always like to say that cosplay is never consent. Please always, if you want a picture, please ask. Please make sure that you always have, you know, somebody that can be like with you. Like the best part about cosplay consent with me is Jaden is with me. So if I do not consent, there is no choice. But I do know that there are a lot of other women that have had this problem in the past. Just, you know, we are human at the end of the day. Please. Please do come up and talk to us. Please don't be scared of us because of our giant tails and, you know, spikes. But I just always like to say that because, you know, never know. The community is great and, you know, cons are great. There's just a couple people that kind of are here and there.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
Always, and another thing, all cosplay is cosplay. Mm-hmm. Don't ever forget that.
Yeah.
Whether it's closet cosplay, I bought most of my stuff even starting. All cosplay is cosplay at the end of the day.
Yeah. You have fun with it. It's fun. We're having fun.
Yes. Exactly. As long as you're having fun, then do it.
Yeah. It's not a competition, except for when it's a competition at
Exactly.
Jada, go ahead.
Chazzy, thank you for inviting us. It's truly an honor to be here, dude. I don't watch everyone, but I watch a lot of these. So I it's truly an honor to be invited on here. Super cool, man.
Of course, man.
Yes.
And shout out to all the friends I've made in the cosplay community. There's really nobody that isn't awesome. Every one of you is really cool. Shout out to everybody who hung out with me at MakeCon. I can't wait to see everybody at Dragon, including you.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great time. I love all of you guys. You guys are all so cool. And I'm glad to be a part of this community.
100%, man. Ladies and gentlemen, please go follow, if you're not, Asuka Uzu on Instagram, as well as That Subscriber Guy on Instagram, and stay up to date with everything that they are doing, man. You guys are absolutely awesome. As I've told you a million times, I'm stoked that we finally did this. I can't wait to hang out again at conventions and do a lot of awesome stuff. I got a lot of cool ideas this time, and hopefully we'll be able to manage our time better with certain things, and hopefully we'll be able to communicate with people for lighting and stuff next time.
I wonder who that is.
And maybe we'll be able to get some cool content for everybody this time instead of just a select few, man. But either way, all jokes aside, it's been absolutely awesome, and I can't wait to hang out with you guys some more, man. To everybody that's watching right now, thank you for watching, for liking, for commenting, for sharing, for doing all of those beautiful things that you do over on youtube.com/sideprojectpodcast. When you go down, you hit that big red subscribe button. When you do, it goes and you get 100 sexy project points. Thank you for watching on Spotify and listening on Spotify, as videos are available on Spotify as well, and following and rating and everything that you do over there. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. If you're looking for me, you can find me on Instagram at IGHateChazzy. That is my personal. And if you're, and everything else you need to find me on is on the screen right about now as well. You can't click it, but it's there. You can type it on in, pull up your phone, and be like, oh God, I want to follow him on TikTok. And there you go. You get some TikTok content, which is, some of it's different. Some of it's kind of the same shit. But anyway, if you're looking for the podcast as a whole on Instagram, you can find it at Side Project Podcast. And remember, that's project with a K. For me, for That Subscriber Guy, for Asuka, we are out of here.